Hi, this is Eric Casta with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Gifts of Healings module, and we are in the third part. And so I tell you what, I am so excited as we get into this. I tell you, I feel my own spirit rising up and saying, God, I'm so hungry for more of you. I want to be operating like the early church did. And so that's got to be our prayers. Now, we're studying the gifts of healings, and this is going to be probably the final session on this module, but I want to go back and just remind you the gifts of healings, they are a power operation of the Holy Spirit, and they are not miracles, and they are not the gift of faith. All of these gifts of the Spirit, all nine of them, require faith in operation. But when it comes to the gift of faith, that is a special power operation that comes from God. It's a receiving gift. The gifts of healings and the working of miracles are charisma operations. They're power operations that the one possessing enacts or does the miraculous. And so we're talking about healings, and that has to do with healing. Okay? Jesus walking on the water is not the gifts of healings. And then when someone is healed dramatically, right, that is not the working of miracles. They are different. They are distinct. And that's why we're doing this study. The gifts of healings heal. The working of miracles, well, that's another operation of power. So let's begin with number 12, Paul and Barnabas. Now, here we go. This is going to be very exciting because in number 12 in the manual, Acts 14, verse 3, this is going to take place outside the land of Israel, Eretz Israel. And in this School of Acts teaching, we really want the student to see what God was doing in the land of Israel and that he had not changed. What he was doing in Israel, he was doing it in the nations. The power of the gospel is the power of the gospel. And it doesn't matter. It bears fruit all over the earth. And that's Colossians chapter 1. All right. Paul and Barnabas, Acts 14, verse 3. A long time, therefore, they abode, speaking boldly in the Lord, who gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Here we see the operation of God's power through the apostles. There is no specific case given, but I would conclude that miracles and healings were the signs and wonders done through them. It's also important to note how they spoke in the Lord. The gospel of Christ, who is alive, was never intended to be preached without heavenly boldness. Heaven supplies the boldness to accompany the declaration of the eternal truth of God's saving power. And so this is important. As you take time, though we're looking at the gifts of healings, draw a circle around speaking boldly in the Lord. And that's where the word of God is being preached. And of course, Jesus said signs and wonders are going to follow what? The preaching of the word. And so in our own lives, I really believe that we need to be spending time in prayer saying, Lord, I need boldness. Faith doesn't come by a prayer. It comes by hearing the word and operating on the word. But boldness is different. Boldness is an operation of courage to help you enact the faith that is in you. And a lot of times that's what we need. We need to get that first step of faith moving. And that's such a powerful thing. So many times people don't take that step of faith to break through so that the faith that is in their hearts can begin to move forward. And I think that's where the devil fights you the most. Don't take that step of faith. And so here the apostles are teaching us, You need to pray for boldness. You need to pray for heaven to pour out that wonderful boldness of Jesus so that your faith can break through and move forward in the power of God. Let's go to number 13. Gifts of healings. Paul commands a man to walk. Acts 14, 9 and 10. And the same man heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceived that he had faith to be healed. He said with a loud voice, "Stand on your feet," and the man leaped and he walked. I've taken the liberty to categorize this healing under the gifts of healings. Though it is possible for a man to be healed by faith in the word of God being preached, I would have to assume that this man did not have his own knowledge of healing or healing faith, but rather was moved upon by the dynamics of Paul's gifts energizing through his preaching. The gifts of healings are often used to capture the attention of people who have never heard the gospel. In this passage, the whole city was affected by this healing miracle, which opened the door for them to hear the gospel. It is possible that this healing was not a specific gift of healing, but rather an operation of the man's faith. Well, perhaps. But in our approach to documenting these operations of God, we're going to be honest and admit that we do not have complete knowledge of everything listed. Remember, the purpose of this study is to encourage the student to hunger for the gifts and operations of God and to ultimately not be ignorant of them. And so, in short, when Paul is preaching, these gifts come with an operation of faith. And I want to stress this. There's different types of faith. That first of all, there's Jesus who prays for us that our faith would not fail. That's how a man like Noah for 100 years could build an ark. He had never built an ark. He had never seen an ark. But Jesus was praying for his faith that it wouldn't fail. And so he was abiding in that faith of God. Jesus' prayers was working with him, and he did the impossible. Well, Jesus is praying for his church, and that spirit of faith in his prayer is moving. And then you have, in this case, Paul, he has faith. And so here he is preaching boldly, and that gift of God that's on his life, it comes with faith. And so this man is listening and he's being moved into that realm of faith where he's believing. I don't think it was his own faith. I really believe it was the faith of God in operation. So therefore, that's why I'm categorizing this as the gifts of healings. But ultimately, it could have been his own faith. And faith in God can still bring the pleasure of God and ultimately healing. So in this, we're stretching. We're saying, Lord, teach us. Let's go to number 14. Paul stoned and left for dead. Boy, I love this one. Acts 14, 19 and 20. And there came certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing that he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, they were probably praying, he rose up, came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. First of all, Paul wasn't dead. They supposed he was dead. The Bible does not say that he had died. They just supposed it. I believe he was badly wounded, extremely wounded. And hence, that's why they thought he was dead. But as those apostles stood and disciples, they all stood around him. That place became a pool of Bethesda. I believe an angel of God came down and stirred the waters of healing. And Paul was completely made whole right there. He stood up and now he's ready. Go home, have a little nap, rest a little bit that night. And now it's time to continue with the mission. What an amazing testimony. What an amazing. Now, we could say that was miraculous in the general sense, but pertaining to the gifts of the Spirit, it was the gifts of healings. Literally, those guys surrounded him. I believe they were praying, and as they were praying, the power of God came down and completely restored Paul. I love it. Oh, don't you love studying the book of Acts? I mean, there's so much in here. I mean, oh, you don't want to read over it very quick. Okay, let's go to number 15. Paul and Barnabas testify of God's power, Acts 15:12. Then all the multitude kept silent and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by then. You know, the phrase God had wrought opens a door to all three operations of power, whether it's the gift of faith, gifts of healings, or the working of miracles. How exciting. Now think about it. How exciting the lives that these guys were out there in seeing God walk with them through the nations, through the power of God. But also, it had to be pretty awesome to be in the church that night listening to Paul talk about what it was like to walk with God. Boy, the atmosphere in that room must have been electric. Let's go to number 16. Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons, Acts 19, verse 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. The healing anointing is tangible. We see the same principle in the ministry of Jesus when multitudes sought to touch his garments. Paul, through the gifts of healings, was laying hands upon handkerchiefs and saturating them in the healing presence of Jesus. And, you know, I kind of wonder what it was like when Paul, after he was saved and ended up going to Jerusalem and spent time with Peter and James, and he got to sit at the table, probably eating and fellowshipping, and then just listening to these men talk about what it was like to live with Jesus in the flesh, to know him in the flesh. And then there had to be, at some point, maybe James said, and people would come and just touch his garments and they would be healed. And I think that probably impacted Paul, probably put a little seed of faith in him, so that here he is, he's in communion with the Lord, and I think the Holy Spirit was, pray over some garments and send them to the needy. And he began to do that. And God began to heal people through handkerchiefs. Oh, what an amazing God. Let's go to number 17. Paul's ministry, Acts 19, verse 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The Greek word for mightily is the word kratos. Kratos is defined by Strong's Dictionary as a mighty work of power. The New Testament Greek scholar Kenneth Wiest defines this word as God's power in demonstration. It was the preaching of the word of God with demonstrating might that caused the gospel to prevail in the hearts of the people. Truly, the Lord was working with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders following. Finally, because the wording is generic, I took the liberty to list all three gifts of power for this passage, which includes, in this module, the gifts of healings. Ah, the power of God in operation. Amazing. Let's go to number 18. Paul raises the dead. Acts 20, verse 10. And Paul went down, fell on him, embracing him. Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. Raising the dead is probably the greatest of all miracles. In this miracle of resurrection, we see all three operations of power working together through Paul. Notably, in this case, the gifts of healings restored the young man's body from the injury that killed him. And like I said before, when we talked about Peter raising Tabitha, is that it takes all three operations of power. You know, you've got to break death's hold. And then the spirit of that person to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. This young man was already seeing into heaven. He was probably already looking at the green fields, heading to the throne room, And then comes Paul and jumps on him and grabs him. And the power of the Holy Spirit brings him right back out of heaven, back into his body. And then, of course, his body had to be healed. I don't know if he fell on his head. I don't know what happened or if he, I don't know how he died, but he definitely hit the ground so hard it killed him. And so all of that bruising and brokenness was healed immediately. That's so powerful. And you know, the other thing that's amazing is that in this resurrection, we see that the Lord raised the dead in Israel, within the boundaries of Israel under Peter's ministry. And now we're outside the boundaries of Israel, and God is raising the dead through Paul, just to be a witness to all generations of Christians. It doesn't matter where you are. God is a God who raises the dead. Oh, powerful. Let's go to number 19, Acts 28, 8 through 9. Paul ministers to the father of Publius. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul, he entered in, and he prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Paul had survived the storm and the serpent's bite through the operation of God's special faith. Now remember, the gift of faith is a receiving operation. So Paul out there in the storm, he wasn't speaking and changing the weather. He wasn't empowered by God to do that. When that angel of God came down, there was an operation of the gift of God's power called faith, and it was literally preserving Paul and everybody on that boat. And it didn't stop there. When that boat fell apart and they all washed ashore, all of them lived. That's an operation of God's faith preserving them, just like Daniel in the lion's den. These men were preserved from death. And then, of course, Paul picks up the firewood and a serpent latches hold, bites him, hanging from his arm. And guess what? That same gift of power was delivering Paul from death. Very, very important. But it changes here. Publius's father was sick. And as Paul walks in and begins to pray, all of a sudden, the gifts of healings come into operation, and then Paul begins to minister directly. He begins to enact with power into Publius' father, and he's made completely whole. These gifts are truly the Lord's healing mercy extended to all men, both believer and unbeliever. Let's go to number 20. Paul ministers to the sick on the island, Acts 28, 8 through 9. And when this was done, other sick people who had diseases on the island, they came and they were healed. Though the islanders may not have had faith to be healed because they didn't know the Lord, they knew nothing about Jesus. They did have an expectation, though, which ultimately opened the door to their receiving from the Lord. Though Paul was still considered a prisoner, he was in complete control. I often wonder about the effect Paul's life of faith had upon both the centurion and the others who sailed with him on that voyage. They witnessed the peace of God in Paul's life during a life-threatening storm. It's amazing. And then they watched him pray to his God and to bless the food before they ate. Then, after washing up on an island, they realized that they had all lived, not one was lost, just like Paul said. And then Paul escapes, like we said, the poison of the serpent's bite. And now they watch him minister to the sick. From Roman soldiers guarding prisoners to sailors and their captain to all other passengers, everyone on that trip was eternally impacted by a man of faith. This, of course, is the final reference to the gifts of healings in the book of Acts, but it's not the final occurrence throughout the course of church history. Thank God. I tell you what, now, we've come to the end of this module, and I want you just to go back. You should be making notes and say, wow, Lord, boy, there's a lot of healing in the book of Acts. You're not hiding that you are a God who heals. In fact, going all the way back into Exodus chapter 15, I am the Lord who heals you. He's the same. He's never changed. And the book of Acts is saturated in healing. In fact, the book of Acts can't record everything. There was a lot of healing going on in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and then ultimately to the uttermost parts of the earth. And probably as you're going through this study, you've been healed by the Lord, or you know someone, a family member, a friend, or someone at church that testified of a wonderful healing that came by these wonderful gifts of healings. God hasn't changed. He's still the same. And thank God. Now, let me close in a word of prayer here. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the gifts of healings. This was your idea. We were created in your image and likeness, and these operations of the Holy Spirit restore us to the original image. And so we're so thankful. We're so thankful for the different gifts in the plural, of healings in the plural, that Father, that minister, whether it's to our bones or to our organs, to our heart, our lungs, our mind, our brain, our skin, Father, all of the different parts of the human person. And so, Father, as we're closing in prayer, I just ask that your healing virtue would fill us today, heal our bodies, deliver our minds, and Father, impart this healing grace for us to carry it out into the world that we live in. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, listen, that's enough. And that's all on this module. And of course, the next module is going to be the working of miracles. Oh boy, you can't wait for that one. And just remember, Jesus loves you and we love you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. And you know what? Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.